From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hey, welcome back. Well, here's a topical question. How should leaders define loyalty? Well, here's how I define it. Loyalty is placing the interests of a person, a team, an organization, or a cause above all others. For example, the person to whom you are loyal gets your very best efforts, your energy, ideas, and ideals. But loyalty should never be blind. I'm worried that in today's political climate, loyalty can be translated into tribalism. Loyalty may erroneously be seen as supporting a person or a group, even if they're wrong. And somehow, out of a misguided sense of loyalty, we might ignore negatives or rationalize that something is worse than that, so we'll keep supporting something that's not right. Well, that's not loyalty. That's close-minded groupthink. If I'm loyal to my employer, for example, it doesn't mean I should never criticize. It means I should do it with integrity. If I see a practice or a process or a person that's problematic, I should do my best to address it, first using existing chain of command and process, trying to help my organization self-correct. But if for some reason that's impossible, and if any negative feedback is treated as disloyalty, then it's a sign I might be in a toxic culture. Loyalty isn't blind obedience. Loyalty means you can be counted on to do the right thing. If I'm a loyal friend, I may need to tell my buddy that she has bad breath. If I'm a loyal employee, it means I wouldn't share business secrets and strategy with a competitor. Now, some bosses may go overboard in defining loyalty. It is not disloyal to accept a better job offer if it comes your way. It's not disloyal to be truthful. If your boss wants something hushed up and you don't want to be part of that cover-up, it's not disloyal to work with human resources to report workplace issues like safety hazards or sexual harassment, or to be part of a collective bargaining unit that negotiates for better wages and hours and working conditions. And as a boss, well, I always defined loyalty as giving your best, criticizing to one's face, not behind one's back, being truthful, whether it's positive or negative, being trustworthy with proprietary business information or personal issues of others, and to helping make a workplace a better place. You know, no leader should ever ask you in the name of loyalty to act illegally or unethically. That's because our very first loyalty should always be to integrity. And that's Q&A for today. For Loyola University in Chicago, I'm Jill Geisler.